Before we start today's show, I just want to provide you with some introspective on how this show works. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Dete Philippius and myself are aware of what took place yesterday in this country. We acknowledge that it's a tragedy and that this country is hurting once again. That Guy Radio Show is not ignoring nor diminishing its importance. We have consciously chosen not to feature this storyline because we recognize that you are being inundated with this story on all the 24-hour news cycles. So pardon us if you find our choice contrary to what other shows are doing, but allow us to be that one beacon of light in this dark time. From this point forward, we will stick to our show's battle cry of making you laugh or depressing the hell out of you, because through laughter can we begin to heal and develop a clear mind in the never-ending search for an effective resolution. So now, here comes the funny.
Fat Guy Radio Show. The funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
This episode is brought to you by Playapod, the best cross-platform podcast app for iOS and Android. Just visit playapod.com and download it for free.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
I've got wearing hipster glasses.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I am your host, Corey Blaze, also known as the guy who was lucky his accountant's office is on the first floor after filing his taxes.
What?
I would have jumped.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait to hear this story.
Have you filed your taxes, DT?
No, because, well.
Well, are you planning on filing?
Yes and no. Yes and no.
Yes and no.
So I went through the software and everything, and I got all my taxes prepared.
Software? What do you mean software?
I'm not going to give them, because.
Is it through Amazon?
Yes.
Is it the tax of Turbo?
Maybe.
Or is it a yellow block?
Who knows?
Okay, so he's using Acme tax filing software.
Exactly. I use an anvil.
Acme anvil.
So I got everything prepared.
Okay.
And realized that I have to pay. And because I have to pay, and it's not even like I have to pay like a little bit. Your boy owes some big bucks.
Okay.
And I'm like, how do I owe this much?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So because I have to pay, I'm going to wait until your birthday to file my taxes.
April 16th.
I'm waiting to the last possible moment, and they may or may not get a fat check from me.
Okay, Lip, where are you standing on taxes? Do you even know what taxes are?
Yes, I am waiting for my return.
Of course he is.
You
know why?
I got kids.
He's got 25,000 kids.
See, I wish I had 15 bean burritos,
his
too.
His life is horrible, but this is where it pays dividend.
Yeah. Lucky baby.
Well, I filed my taxes.
I almost didn't know.
You almost got dumped.
Is that a dump word?
No, baby's not a dump
word.
No,
the asterisk.
Yeah, yes, that's a dump word.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So, I think.
I feel like he says it all the time.
I didn't hear the word.
Alistair?
It's a dad who's not available in the life. Or doesn't,
bastard?
Yes.
Okay, so that's not a dump word.
No, that's not
you
a
lazy
dump word.
Bastard.
Lazy bastard.
All right, cool.
Sexy bastard.
Lucky bastard. See, that's okay, why. That's
we have
why,
to, we have
that's
to stop why. Saying it now.
Okay. Or we're going to get dumped.
Or we'll get dumped. Well, I filed my taxes, and I'm Corey Blaze.
Okay.
So, of course, I use an accountant. It's not because of the wealth. It's just because of the multitude of accounts that need to balance out.
Okay, so makes sense.
I meet with my accountant. He's been working. I've been loading up all the stuff as I get my 1099s in from GCU and the Phoenix Suns and this and that and other little places that I have work contracts out on that I do on the side. So all that stuff comes in. I've been compiling it and giving it to him since January. Well, we finally got the last piece, and he finally juggled all the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me and read me back the numbers.
Yeah.
It's over, boys. It is over. The check that I will write will probably be able to buy Lip half of a brand new car.
What?
I'm screwed.
Wait, so you owe?
I owe. I get to, I get to send Uncle Sam a big fat check. I'll just say this. Not to get too personal. I'll say this. There's a comma in that mother effing check going back to Uncle Sam.
You too?
A comma!
See, and I feel bad because there's a comma in mine and I don't even work as many jobs as you.
And there's a comma in mine too.
Shut up, Lip.
I hate you.
I hate you so much. But you know what? So I got to thinking. I said to myself, I said, huh? Mm-hmm. The government needs to start operating like everyday businesses do.
Okay.
I work in corporate America as my numbers job. And what's the number one? DT, I don't know if you felt this in your job. Lip, I don't know if you felt this in your job. But everybody is working under one presumption nowadays. Do more with less.
Okay.
Okay. In my corporate America job, we have seen hundreds of people getting laid off. But their position and their salaries get laid off, not their job responsibilities. Where do their job responsibilities go to? The people that still have jobs.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not downplaying or diminishing the fact that people are getting laid off. What I'm saying is that corporate America is moving towards this, do more work for the same amount of money or even less.
Yeah, they're doing.
So I think the government should do the same damn thing. And I've come up with some ways on how they can do this.
Mm.
I have come up with some ways on how they can do this. Starting with the holidays.
Okay.
Okay. Only major holidays can be observed by government employees. And those holidays are New Year's, Christmas, 4th of July, Memorial Day, and Labor Day. All this Arbor Day, Flag Day, President's Day BS. No, they don't get that day off. We in corporate America got to work it. Their asses got to work it too.
Okay.
It's only fair.
Okay.
Secondly, we're going to reorganize how the governors of each state work.
Mm. Okay.
Only states larger than Texas can have one governor, meaning that no one's larger than Texas, so everybody gets to double up. I got to double up on my job. This is going to save the government money. Less governors drawing a paycheck. That means there's more money in the kitty. Hold up.
I think you got to rephrase that. Because you said only states bigger than Texas can have one governor.
Only states bigger than Texas can have their own governor. Let me break it down for you. One governor from this point forward must cover two states.
Okay.
Instead of Arizona having its own governor and California having its own governor, they get to share the states.
Okay.
Except for those states that the states with names that don't fit on the map. I'm talking about like New Hampshire. Have you ever looked at a map and New Hampshire don't fit on? It's always got that little line to draw it to that little spot. Yeah. New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Delaware, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Vermont, all them, those little ones that don't fit on the map, one governor.
Okay.
Because right now they got separate governors. They get what?
Mashed into one, right?
All mashed into one.
I don't know how that's going to work, but okay.
No, because they're so small, they need to share a governor. I got to do more work. The government needs to do more work as well.
I don't know, Corey, if their size relative to the map is the same as their size relative to a state. I get you can cross a state over in like a couple of hours, and that's cool.
Right.
But each state has their own set of problems, and they need their own governor.
So you know what? Each state's individual problems now becomes one governor's problem. You know why? I got to do it on my job. They got to do it on theirs. Here's another idea to say.
You're not working cross states.
Not my pro. I am working cross states. My corporate job covers five states. I have clients and internal customers in five states. Let me tell you how else we're going to save this country money so we don't have to pay so many damn taxes. We sell off Alaska and the upper part of Michigan to Canada. Give it to them. And then Hawaii.
Sell it off or give it to them?
Sell it now
you're contradicting yourself, Corey. Sell it off.
Sell it off.
Louisiana Trillions.
Hawaii, sell it to Mexico.
Mm.
And the Virgin Islands, they go to England, so England can now have a matching set. They already have the British Virgin Islands. Why do we have to have the British Virgin Islands and the American Virgin Islands? Give them that other side. They get a 2-for-1 deal.
Mm. Okay.
We're doubling it up. That's the way that we do it.
All right.
Secondly, the Senate seats. We got way too many damn senators. Don't you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Way too many damn senators. This is how the senators will break down to five. We just need five of them sums of bitches.
Five senators.
Five senators. Two senators will represent Pacific and Mountain Standard Time zone states. Every state, in a Pacific time zone and a Mountain time zone, they get two senators. Everyone in the Central time zone, that's Montana and all those open, wide range of hay areas that got like four or five people per state, they get one senator. One. And then the Eastern time zone, they get two senators only because they got those little states that don't fit on the map. We got it down to five senators.
So you want, it's essentially, you want one time zone, one senator per time zone.
Pretty much.
Without, but Eastern gets two.
Eastern gets two.
Okay.
Only reason why is because the Eastern Seaboard is where it all started.
Okay.
See, I got a little bit of patriotism in there. See, that's how they spin it in corporate America. Ooh. They make it seem like, you think that's it, DT? Wait, I got more. It gets even better. We close all the U.S. embassies in other countries. If they have a question about the U.S., they can call about the U.S. where everybody else calls. We route those to a call center in India. We save money.
All right.
All of this spur from the fact that I got to write a big fat checklist. I ain't done yet. Every Supreme Court justice gets fired. Every judge gets fired.
Every judge.
Every judge, and they get replaced by a judgment criminal kiosk programmed by Mark Zuckerberg.
Wow.
Yep. You enter in your charges, and the algorithm that programmed by Mark Zuckerberg decides what your fate is going to be. And if you are found guilty of death, you get shot right on the spot.
Mm. Wow. No appeal?
No appeal process. That takes up money. That takes up government money.
You so you know how many innocent people will be dead right now?
My problem, we thin the herd.
Wrong place, wrong time.
What kind of crack has this guy smoked today?
I have a big check full of crack to the government.
A big check full of crack.
Yes.
Big check full of crack.
Here's another one. No more federally.
I know what crack he's talking about.
No more federally or state-funded jails or prisons. This is what we do, how to fix it.
Okay.
We rent the state of Alaska back for a cheaper rate than what we sold them to Canada. We fortify the borders, and everybody found guilty of a crime just gets thrown into the Alaska wilderness.
Australia 2.0.
I don't have a problem with that. It saves us money. No more jails. Mm. We put them up in there. And then the president.
Hunger Games.
And then here's the thing. What we'll do is that we will recommission Air Force One to do food and clothing drops over Alaska because the president no longer will need his own airplane. Because now, just like I have to do in corporate America, the president will have to now go to a website and submit a travel request form. Mm. And the American people have to go to that website and approve his request for travel.
Mm. Wow.
I got to do it on my job. President's got to do it on his.
What if he wants to drive? Is he okay to drive?
If he wants gas reimbursement, he's got to submit a request.
What if he doesn't want gas reimbursement? Then he just wants to drive on his own.
Then he can take the drive and eat the cost. No problem.
All right.
We don't have a problem with that. But you're probably telling yourself right now, well, Corey, he's getting paid by our tax money, right? And so it's going to be literally our money in a way paying for it, right?
Yeah.
Wrong! Every government official from this point forward has to submit their accomplishments every month. And every government official is now paid on commission. They only get paid when the American people approve what their accomplishment was. So if they do a crappy job, just like I do every year, I get a review. Now every government official that hasn't been laid off, that was a judge or a criminal attorney, all of them have to put their accomplishments up on the website, and the American people go on there and say, this was good, and this was good. And they only get paid for what we find good.
Wow. Corey is on one today.
I'm telling you, they shouldn't have made me pay them taxes. They didn't make me pay them taxes. This is everything I listed to you here is the same thing that I have to deal with on my numbers job in corporate America. Why should the U.S. government be any different? They should have to go through the same hell and high water that I have to go through on my numbers job.
Okay.
And all of this that I'm explaining to you is exactly what I have to do.
All right.
Well. And finally, no House of Representatives.
None.
None.
Just curious.
No more houses. No House of Representative from this point forward. It's a branch of government, and it just needs to go away. Lip.
Is this a list you're going off of?
No, it's not a list. Well, it kind of is a list. But do you want to know why there's no more House of Representatives?
Why?
Because no one knows what house they're supposed to be representing.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Kids' BP was steady, sats were fine, regional blood supplies were reconstructed.
Just like Jenny, yet she's awake, Katie's in a coma.
Katie's got the new central graft. A problem with blood flow in that vein could cause the condition.
An MR angiogram should tell us if the graft is open or not.
Hello. I will proceed with the angiogram.
Whoa. Murphy, you've been gone for 2 days. How about we start there?
Okay.
Just because you talk to the president doesn't qualify as permission.
Okay. Yes, I will notify Dr. Melendez next time I go on a road trip with my girlfriend.
Amazing.
Road trip? Dr. Glassman said you were dealing with a personal crisis.
That is true.
Do you know the definition of personal crisis?
Yes, a stage in a sequence of events at which the trend of all future events is determined.
A death, an illness.
Yes.
No, not a road trip.
Okay.
You and Dr. Brown, get going on Katie's angiogram. Unless, of course, you have any personal emergencies to attend to.
No, my crisis is over.
It must be true, because I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze. Wow. And now, the man, the myth, the legend, Corey Blaze.
Wow! Live from Arizona, USA, broadcasting to 79 countries with over 750,000 downloads worldwide. Heard by the best Fatmatics all over the world. This is Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. That's our executive producer over there, Phil Olympias.
Hello.
And our associate producer, Daniel Taylor. For our live stream viewers, we like the show to be interactive. Tweet me and the guys at Fat Guy Radio Show or comment on our Facebook live feed like Lady K did. Hey, Lady K chiming in off of the Twitter. Search Fat Guy Radio Show on your Twitter and Instagram page and follow us all week long by liking and following us on all social media platforms. Today's show is brought to you by our friends at Target. Target, Target, Target. Who doesn't love hitting the Target? I love hitting the Target, and I love Target hitting me. How does Target hit me? When I order through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Target, they hit my front door when they drop off my packages.
Nice.
I love it so much. Guess what came in last week?
What?
My 3-quart crock pot slow cooker.
What?
Can't wait to drop some meat in that. You can have the same benefits. Target loves to let you come into the store and pick it up for people that still like that opportunity. Or you can have it delivered to your front door. Free shipping for all orders over $25. But the one way you get started is by going through Target at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Target or clicking the Target banner on our website. Target. Pay. Target. There's a new monitor over there and it's distracting me. Sorry, Target. Target, expect more, pay less. Welcome to the shuddy whoa 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 lip.
Are you sure you're here?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here. Hey.
He's getting a little old today.
You know what? I am really starting to feel all of my age.
Oh, my. Tell me about it.
I'm just becoming old and bitter. I literally am becoming old and bitter. And Lady K, don't worry about it. We still love you.
Ew.
All right, boys. Well, thank you so much for engaging me in that opening segment. Lip, your enthusiasm is what I applaud so much. DT, don't forget about what we talked about before the show starts.
Yes,
thank you very much.
I can't wait.
Yes, because you can see it in his eyes. He is fading, 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 fading. Gone.
Oh, don't look now.
Don't look now. All right. I can't read that tweet. Someone said, how long did Corey have to starve himself to fit in that shirt?
Oh,
that's really messed up and that hurt my feelings, but that's okay. I'm sexy and I know it.
Lies.
That is lies. Well,
that's how the song went, right?
Yeah, we got a lot to get to. The proverbial clown that is in the room right now is your Snapchat account.
My Snapchat account.
Ours, the Snapchat app.
Okay.
I should say.
Yeah, because I was like, what does my Snapchat account have to do with anything?
Many of people that listen to this show are on Snapchat.
Yeah.
Many of them follow me, and I do appreciate that. I think we're all on Snapchat, right?
Yeah. I'm on at least.
Kinda.
I don't know. Lip's on.
Lip, do you even know what Snapchat is?
No.
All right.
Lip thinks Snapchat is when you take a Polaroid of yourself and you talk to it.
No, Lip.
That's a Snapchat.
Lip thinks Snapchat is when you talk to a black girl that's got too much attitude.
Ooh.
It's amazing how both of us knew that. Well, anybody that has Snapchat can relate to this story that you got an update last week.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
We all got an update last week. And you know what? I don't normally pay attention to the updates because, you know, we get an update on an app every 5 minutes. It almost seems like every app is updating every time. But it's normally something that doesn't really affect the app.
Yeah.
Well, Snapchat didn't necessarily put an update. Normally the updates for Snapchat are new filters for your face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Filter face. Filter fish. And that's normally what happens. You get an update every time there's something special. We got the updates for the Super Bowl filter face.
Yep.
You know, this recent Snapchat update.
Platform it.
Changed the platform. Lip. $3 word.
Right?
Dang, with the platform.
I almost cut him out of the pig, but he actually has stuff to say.
See, when we threaten to exclude him out of the show so people don't send us comments on our Instagram about is Lip asleep during the show.
Yes, this is when he takes his siesta.
This is when he takes his siesta. But now that we don't want to spotlight him is when he's in the game.
Exactly.
I don't get it! I don't get him. I can't figure him. He should come with a freaking manual, dude.
No, because then he wouldn't do anything in the manual. The manual will literally be what not to do for Lip.
Okay, so everything that we're not supposed to do for Lip is probably the stuff that he wants us to get done. Because just like what we just said, we're going to cut him out of the live feed shot if he doesn't say anything or if he looks like he's falling asleep. And this MF-er is wide awake and tiptoeing to the tulips.
I know what Lip does. Lip comes in with a personal agenda.
Every show.
And his agenda is, how can I piss Corey off more?
And he doesn't piss me off. It's more of a state of confusion.
No, that's just Lip.
I mean, you want to put a silver alert out for what the hell is going on with him.
Silver. That's what you put out when you lose old people.
That's what I Okay, I didn't want to go to amber alert because right now making jokes about kids is not necessarily a good thing to do.
Oh, he wasn't ready.
Thank you, Lip.
And now we got old Lip back.
No, as soon as we say that, he's going to go away.
Exactly. He's going to go back and forth. Lip is the master of opposite day. Every day is opposite minute. Lip has opposite minutes.
Opposite,
have
opposite second.
He's like, okay, you guys want quiet Lip? I'm going to be loud. Okay, you guys want loud Lip? Ooh. I'm going to be quiet.
Yeah.
Is there a thunderstorm? We in Stranger Things? Is this Upside Down? I don't watch that show.
It is the Upside Down. You do watch the show. It is the Upside Down.
I still haven't watched it.
So Snapchat updated.
Yes.
This platform.
That was a long way to get back to that, but I had to get back to it.
No, I feel you.
Lady K off of the Twitter says, yeah, all her stuff disappeared. Mine too.
It's hidden.
It's there. It's just hidden. Now, I don't want to break down the nuance because I'm sure everybody has probably figured out where to get it. But is anybody else feeling the way that I feel that it just is not as convenient as it was before?
It's not. And the main thing that makes it inconvenient to me is, and it kind of hurts my feelings, because we all follow certain people who don't follow us back.
Right.
And they're on that like discover page with all like the popular pages. So it kind of like hurts my feelings because now I can see exactly who doesn't follow me back. And when I want to watch their story, I have to go to the news feed page.
See, I didn't even know that that's what that was. I just thought that Snapchat just built up some algorithm that decided who was going to be on the discover page and who was going to be on the friends feed. But that's what it is. Now my feelings are hurt.
And now I was like, because I kind of noticed it with the people who viewed my story. And I was always wondering like why certain people never viewed my story. And it's because they don't follow me.
How can you even tell now? I could tell. I don't know.
It's separate now.
I don't know how to go in and look at stories anymore. I don't know how to go in and find my stories anymore. I don't know how to go in and see who even looked at my stories. All I know is that when someone sends me a chat, the little icon down at the bottom turns and puts a little blue dot on it. I click that little blue dot and then it brings up the screen and I can see that person's name at the top.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to go in and watch anybody else's stories. I have not figured it out.
It's on their icon. So on the screen that has all your friends.
Yes.
And the, you're like your threads with them. If you look next to them, you'll see their either their Bitmoji or their picture, or you'll see
their story.
Small, their story.
Okay, how do I even get to that when I don't have a chat?
You hit that same chat box.
So you just got to look down because all your friends are there.
When I hit that little chat box, all I get are all the list of my friends. That's exactly. All I see.
Yeah, and on the pictures. Side, you see where their little icon is. That's their story.
It'll be circled.
So if it's a circle with like actual pictures in it, it's probably their story.
See, when I click on Lady K's Snapchat, it just takes me right to
then she don't
a
have
snap
a story
conversation.
She don't have a story out then.
No, you don't snap on their name. You step on the actual circle on the side.
I just sent her a snap in the middle of the show.
You
I do what?
On the side. You don't click on the actual thread. You click on the side of the thread.
Okay, so before I used to hit the big round open button.
Yeah.
And that took me to what everybody's snap is. Why has that changed?
Because this is supposed to be more convenient, I guess. Everything's in one spot.
It's not.
It's not convenient.
We got spoon-fed a convenient way, and then they made a new convenient way that was very inconvenient.
Does Facebook own Snapchat?
Yes.
They might.
I think so.
Is that why? Because Facebook made everything so freaking difficult. Is that what's going on? I don't understand.
It's Instagram that owns
Cindy off the Facebook says,
who? Off the Facebook?
Sydney.
Oh, I thought you said Cindy.
No, Sydney.
Oh, off my baby girl.
Off the Facebook says, digging the glasses, Corey.
Sydney, get your little young ass out of this 18 and over show, you little grown ass girl.
Right? Or we'll take your goats
and take your,
and
goats,
your children,
and your milk and your rice.
And your rice.
And put them away.
And your beans, frijoles.
Love you, baby girl. Call me.
And ladies and gentlemen, I got called out for not saying the Facebook stuff anymore, so you're going to see a lot of this today.
That's going to bode very well for people listening to the audio portion of the show.
And for the audio people, I did a snap turn to my right.
Snapchat sucks now.
Snapchat always sucked.
Now it doesn't always suck. It used to be convenient where I could go in there. I can't even see. I don't know when Liz posted something. I don't even know when my princess posted something.
That's because you're just old.
It says added to the story an hour ago. But
yeah,
then
so
another,
you select the circle on
then
there.
Another person
yeah, you go
says,
to the si- go to the side.
Oh, wait, it's probably hard for him because he has his big fat fingers.
Oh.
I want it back the way it was. This is a stupid update.
Well, I heard there's a hack to get it back to the way it was, and ooh. I did it, and it worked.
Yours is back?
Listen.
Uh-oh.
So the hack is you delete your Snapchat, right? And then you download the app again.
Uh-huh.
Then when you sign in, you don't sign in. You say you forgot your password. Then you change your password. After you change your password, it goes back to old Snapchat. And it worked!
It
worked!
Okay.
And then Snapchat updated it again.
And then it didn't, and then it went away. Of course, and then it went
so
away.
I don't know how long it is. I feel like Snapchat is just going through and trying, before they can get this update thing changed, like, they're going through manually, like, because I had Snapchat, new Snapchat, everyone was complaining about it, and I had old Snapchat for the whole day, everyone was complaining about it, and then, like, at 9 o'clock, they were like, nope, we got you too, Daniel.
I don't like it. I don't like it, and it seems like the consensus, because there's a lot of people on the internet talking about how bad of it is, but you know what? All that does is just draw more attention to Snapchat.
Yeah, and it sucks, because Snapchat sucks.
It sucks bad. All right, on the other side of this break, folks, I have a question if this is real or fake. It's something that has to deal with ATMs. It's not new, but it popped up on my Facebook feed and I want to throw it out. And then I also want to show Lip a picture on the other side of this break. All right, you're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back after this. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, to name a few of the most popular social sites, and Fat Guy Radio Show is on every last one of them. Corey Blaze back here to invite you to find, like, or follow Fat Guy Radio Show on all social media. It's a really cool way to get up close and personal with us through the show. It's not just us talking into your ears for 75 minutes a week. Those days we're not live, we are live on social media. Fat Guy Radio Show, the most interactive, accessible show on the internet. So find us and share us. And if you discover a site we're not on, let us know. We'll join in just to hang out with you. Fat Guy Radio Show. It's social.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Amazon. First, I got to thank everybody for utilizing the Amazon link for all their Valentine's Day purchases that hopefully it came through in time for Valentine's Day. But going forward, we got to remind you that Amazon is the number one way that we do power this show. So utilize the Amazon banner on fatguyradioshow.com. The Amazon banner to do all of your Amazon shopping, or click the Shop Amazon button on the tab at the top of fatguyradioshow.com. If you're paying close attention, use the banner on fatguyradioshow.com. I can't come and tell you why fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon doesn't work anymore. So use the banner. I can't tell you not to delete your bookmarks. Just use the banner. I'm going to get in so much trouble with them. Amazon, the number one way we power this show. Shody, whoa, whoa, whoa. All right, welcome back to the show, everybody.
Right, yeah.
Lip, you're normally you're normally pretty good at snooping out some nefarious claims on the internet.
Well, I am?
Yes. Maybe, maybe not. I like to play a game with all of us called Real. Let me get some elements here.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to get some elements. Oh, no, that's wrong. Sorry. Big fat fingers, Lip.
That's what she said.
I'm going to find. Okay, we're going to play an element called Real or Fake. Yeah.
All right. Real or fake?
Real or fake? This came across my Facebook feed earlier today. And it addresses ATM robbery.
All right.
When you're held up at the ATM.
I think I know where you're going with. I think I've seen this one.
It's not old, but it came across the wire. And I want to see if you think that it's real or fake. If the, and this is what it said. If there are forces, if... Oh, wow, I wrote that wrong.
Yeah, you totally did.
If someone forces you to take money out of an ATM,
all right,
do not argue or resist. What you do is punch in your PIN number backwards. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For example, if your PIN is 1234, like Lip says, you type in 4321. When you do that, the money will come out, but will be stuck in the ATM slot. The machine will immediately alert local police without the robber's knowledge and begin taking photos of the suspect. Every ATM has this feature.
Mm.
Lip, what are your thoughts? Is this the story that you thought of, DT?
Yeah.
Okay. Lip, what are your thoughts on this?
I think it's real.
You think it's real? Yeah. You think ATMs have the technology that if you put in your PIN backwards, it spits out the money halfway, locks it in there, and starts taking pictures? Because there are cameras.
Yeah.
And there is a money grip when the money comes out.
Yeah.
You know?
I think it's real.
Have you ever tried it?
No, because I've never been robbed at ATM.
Let's go to the ATM after the show, and I'll rob you.
Well, after you tell me if it's real or fake, we'll decide.
No, you want to go? Let's just go now and do an actual social experiment with your ATM.
Yeah, I want to do a social experiment.
Social experiment?
Yeah, social experiment. Let's experiment it up. I actually want to do that, but at the same time, like, I don't want to be that guy who has to explain to the cops. I saw this on Facebook. I wanted to try it out. Sorry, officer, for wasting your time.
And they get here with the hefty fine.
Exactly. Because, so, you know, when officers come out, it's kind of like when they send the ambulance. When the ambulance come to you.
All right, those of you that are watching us on the live stream, chime in. Do you think that that is real or fake? Do ATMs have a security feature where if you put in your PIN number backwards, it will start taking pictures of the robbers, trick the robber to think that money is coming out by not actually releasing the money, and will it call the local police? Chime in, Facebook and Twitter.
I think that's very plausible, and here's why.
Plausible?
Yeah, and here's why. Because ATMs have the capability of you sticking a stack of bills from different currency, like different values, and it will count and tell you in the span of seconds.
Yeah.
Exactly how many 20s, how many 5s, how many $1 bills you had, and it'll come out to the exact total of what you put in there.
Do you know what my ATM now does at my bank?
What?
Gives 5s and 10s.
Yeah.
What?
You could select them.
You can
what?
Select.
And how many?
No, I no longer have to, I no longer have to draw money in the in 20s?
And then have to go to Circle K and get $5 bills?
Gum?
Yeah, no. My ATM, your bank does it too, because we have the same bank.
Correct.
Twins. We have where we can get 5s and 10s.
But it's only but, the new ones.
Off the Facebook, we have a pondering question.
A pondering question off the Facebook.
Sydney says, I mean, wouldn't someone else somewhere in the world have your PIN number backwards?
That is a very good question.
But not the same card number.
That's true.
That is also true.
So,
and they know exactly who is who when you slide your card in.
Exactly.
Because the derivative numbers that you can come up between with numbers 1, 2, 3, and 4, it's infinite. Yes. But that infinity is even expanded by the fact that that four number digit is associated with a 16 or 18 card number.
Yeah.
So, Sydney, that was a good thought, but I don't think that it would be possible. But you know what? Just thinking about it, how many people actually do have the same PIN number? How many people still have PIN numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, the same jerk stores that their passwords are password.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so obvious that it's not obvious.
It is so obvious that
they say the best way to hide something is in plain sight.
In plain sight. Yes.
So like if your password is password 1, 2, 3, 4.
Right.
No one's gonna expect that because they're like, oh, this is a new day and age and it's so easy to break into things. That's like when I want to try to break into somebody's stuff, I automatically try password 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yep.
Because people are that, they think they're that smart.
Yes.
But they're actually that smart and that dumb at the same time. They're smart idiots.
You hide it in plain sight. Like, I'm hiding the fact that I'm fat.
Yeah.
In plain sight.
Exactly.
No
one knows that I'm black.
No one knows.
I'm in plain sight.
No one knows that I'm sucking an end to fit into this shirt that I shouldn't be wearing. No one knows that.
Everyone knows
only
that.
Only by the way you're taking breaths.
Thank you, Liv.
Looking like the detective off of Harlem Nights. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't. That's a black movie.
You never seen Harlem. You seen Harlem Nights.
You gonna shoot me in my pinky?
Exactly. When they lock him in the vault, and they're like, "There's 2 days of air, and you might survive the weekend if you take short breath." I feel like he'll use more air taking those kind of breaths.
You do. But Sydney, that was a very good thought process.
It was.
And it's not even the fact of trying to figure out what the possibility of somebody having the same ATM number. It's definitely going to have you. Somebody else has the same ATM number. Because here's the smart thing. People don't change it after 1, 2, 3, 4. Or they keep it to what the bank assigns them, not realizing that that bank is running the same set of digits over and over and over, but they're dependent on the fact that the chips and the 16 to 18 digit numbers on the card are different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But most people keep that 1, 2, 3, 4, just like they do the word password.
Yes.
Here's another thing that people do. People normally make their PIN codes like the new phones, like some of the new Galaxy Note phones or whatever they are, mm-hmm. where you have to use a pattern to get back into the phone. Most people create their PIN numbers in a pattern.
Oh.
Like you can use an L.
Oh, like 2, 5. Let me see if I can do this. 2, 5, 8, 9.
Oh, yeah, it'd be in an L. You can make an L, or you can do a backslash.
7, 8.
A backslash, or a front slash, or an X, or a square, where you do 1, 3, 7, and 9.
Ooh.
You see what I'm saying? We probably just blew up. I just gave out Lip's PIN number.
Or some people use their favorite, like, sports heroes.
Yes.
Jersey numbers to make their PIN. Like, I do that.
I use my kid's birthday. That's why my PIN number is 48 numbers long.
Yeah, and I use two of my favorite sports hero, and that's why my
2323.
No. I wish. No, it's actually 6 digit long for two people.
That is an inquiry.
Who knows?
So what do you think of this story that ATMs have this level of security? Let's see what people are saying off the Twitter. What do you think, DT?
I can see it being real.
No,
I don't know if it's real or not, but I'm gonna say that's plausible and that's pretty smart thinking on the banks.
Okay. If they don't have it, they need to do it.
Yeah.
Put it that way.
Well, that's like,
I'm pretty sure technology is there.
After this, I have one for iPhone users.
Okay.
People may not know.
Lady K chimes in off of the Twitter. She says she thinks it's bunk. She says to me, if it was real, banks should have been advertising to their clients.
True.
Why hasn't anyone ever told us this? Therefore, I think it's bunk.
That's true.
Chris chimes in and says bunk. John chimes in, says it's bunk. Christian says it's bunk. I don't know who this is. Rick says it's true. I've tried it. Ernie says it's true. I've tried it.
Mm. Wow. Okay. So if you guys tried this, now for the ones who said they tried it, did the cops come?
Rick, tweet us back. Did the cops come?
Yeah, because if you try this, they're obviously sending your photo to these officers because you tried it.
Right.
And it's your account. You wanted to know if it worked. How did you explain that to the officers?
Now, you know, I can almost believe. Now, I know the answer to whether this is true or not, but it is, like DT said, it is very plausible.
Mm-hmm. It is very plausible.
It is extremely plausible because of the state of age, the age of technology we live in. Anything is possible.
Yes.
Anything is possible!
Everything is awesome. I don't know why that had anything to do with it. I thought they said the word possible, but they said awesome. Oh. Damn Lego kids.
Did he reply?
Rick chimes in, I lied. Rick.
Yeah. See, I knew it.
Block
Rick.
Dumbass. Maybe like dumbass. Here it is, Lip. I will give myself a Tiffany, a short one. Snopes debunked it. It is not true. Here's the story behind it. There was a man in New Jersey, I believe, in the early 2000s that had this idea and the technology, but none of the banks or banking institutions wanted to buy in on it. So the concept is real. The patent is real, but it has not been implemented into reality. None of the banks want the technology. There was one bank that said, yes, so it actually is being utilized in one state of the country. Let me bring up the article to actually find out where that is. But for our large banks, our big companies, they are not utilizing it. The technology is not there.
Wow, and that's a huge disservice because how many people have lost so much money by being robbed at an ATM?
It is real.
So it's plausible. Like I said,
it is plausible.
It's not even plausible. It is confirmed that it can happen.
Yeah, it's there.
It's not even an idea that the patent's there. It's being utilized in one state already.
I'm trying to find where it is. It's called the credit card accountability responsibility and disclosure act of 2009.
Okay.
The compelled the Federal Trade Commission to provide an analysis of any technologies either then currently available or under development, which allowed a distressed ATM user to send an electronic alert to law enforcement agencies, blah, 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 FTC, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Let me see. It's called the safety pin system.
The safety pin system.
I lied. Imagine first in 1994 and patented in 1998 by Joseph Singer, a Chicago businessman. His safety pin system would alert police that a crime was in progress when a cardholder at an ATM keyed in the reverse of his personal identification code.
Wow.
He had no success with the banking community. They all turned him away, but he did succeed in Illinois with Illinois General Assembly, who took on the technology. Illinois General Assembly is a very small bank with probably two or three ATMs in the state of Illinois, but they adopted the reverse pin clause. But the final version of their implementation was a dumbed down version of his original idea.
Oh, wow.
So even within the state of Illinois with the Illinois General Assembly, and this is all off of Snopes.com, even the company that is utilizing it, they're not even utilizing it to its full first imagined potential.
Yeah. Well,
I have a safety feature that actually does work for iPhone users.
Oh, I'm an iPhone user. Lip, you?
Not anymore.
Oh, so if you ever find yourself, and this one isn't false, this is true. I've done it. I can even do it right now on the show.
Okay.
All right. If you ever find yourself in trouble and you need to get out an SOS.
I know what you're about to say. I think I know what you're about to say.
If you need to get an SOS and you need to do it discreetly.
SOS.
You can actually tap
help me.
Your power button 5 times. And once you do that.
Don't do it. Ah, it's calling 911. It's calling 911.
No. A screen will pop up. And one of the options on your screen is to power down. Or send an SOS, and it'll emerge automatically call 911 and then alert them to your current address.
Now, let me add on an asterisk to what you just said.
Yes.
Only those that have the latest iOS update.
Oh.
Because if you have an old iOS phone and you ain't updated it because the software update don't work with your old ass phone, you ain't getting no SOS help.
I don't have the new software update.
That is the new software update.
No, I have an iPhone 6S.
That's fine, you have the latest software update.
I don't.
Okay, just purchase that phone not long ago?
Not the latest, but you have one of the more recent ones. You have one of the
Go
more recent
your settings
updates.
And see what software you're on.
Okay, I do.
You can't get over me. I'm an Apple apologist. Boy, what you talking
you
about?
You an apologist?
I am an apologist.
You an ape.
All right, while we're sitting here, Lip, before we go to break, Lip, can I show you a picture?
Yes.
Okay. You'll have to look at your little non-returnable screen. Thanks.
The one that I can barely see. Yeah. Okay.
The one that you can barely see. I'm going to show you a painting, Lip, and I want you to tell me if you can tell, or actually, I want you to tell me who this painting is. Now, I'm singling you out on this because I know you probably have not seen this already.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to show you this picture. And for those of you that are listening to the audio replay, we'll explain the picture after Lip identifies it or looks at it. And it's not going to be anything new to anybody unless you've been living under a rock.
Uh-huh, Lip.
But Lip, look at this picture on your screen. And tell me if you know
comments are in the way,
who
sorry.
That is. DT, click off of the comments there for a minute. Just kind of hide them so he can see those. We're showing a picture up to Lip right now on our monitors. Lip, do you know who that is in that picture?
I cannot confirm.
You
do.
Okay, turn around and look at the big monitor. Maybe you'll get a better look at it if you look at the big monitor. This is a painting, a recent painting. Do you know who that is in that painting?
No.
Honestly. Okay. DT, do you know who it is?
Of course.
I know who it is as well. We are showing Lip a picture of the recent painting of former First Lady Michelle Obama that has been put up in the Smithsonian President catalog or whatever it is in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
They unveiled this picture earlier this week. I had the same visceral reaction that Lip just had. That does not look like Michelle Obama. They did not capture Michelle Obama in that painting.
If I had a guess, that was my guess.
Your guess would have been Michelle.
Sure. Yeah, I didn't know for sure.
Oh my gosh, Lip, you should have guessed. Just guessed. We asked you to guess.
But
I don't know.
Okay, I know there is a lot of back and forth about this picture going on across the internet right now. DT, what are your thoughts on this picture? I'm not going to even talk about the Obama sitting amongst the allergy bugs. I want to focus in on the Michelle Obama picture. What are your thoughts?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Is she cute? It's a cute pic.
Is this like when she was younger?
She ain't old now.
Well,
what are
you talking about? Hold on. Let's get to the root of this. Lip, black don't crack, homie. What are you trying to say about my first lady?
He's not saying anything about my first lady or your first lady. What he's saying is that this is not a proper representation of Michelle Obama.
I mean, it kind of looks like her.
It is a different interpretation of Michelle Obama. And of course, they're spinning it as that they commission the artist to give a different representation of Michelle Obama. But I'm sorry. I can't get behind this.
I mean, I don't hate it.
It's not an ugly picture. It's just not a proper representation of Michelle.
And what in your, do you want an oil painting of like the 14th century presidents?
When we look, like, when how we, do you, how do you, when you go back and look at some of the other paintings, now one, people are spinning it this way. I heard it earlier on the Michael Mayer show. They're spinning this where that the Obama's presidency was so different, was so new, that they didn't, and it was so outside of the box, mm-hmm. that their entries into the Smithsonian, their portraits were also in alignment with their presidency of being new, out of the box, and innovative, and never before done. Because yeah, when you look at all the other previous presidents and their portraits that are up in the, they're all stiff shirts, and you know, it's a painting, it's an oil painting, and everything else. I understand that point where they were trying to be new and innovative, but I think it went too far, in my opinion. Now, of course, I understand that art, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I think they missed it on Michelle. President Obama, yeah. His photo, weird, yet looks like him. Skin tone and everything. Michelle is gray.
You know what? Now that I look at it a little bit more, and I'm not agreeing with you in any sense.
She's gray.
But
she looks dead.
I feel like we've got Nefertiti again.
I think so. I would agree with you on that.
She looks like a great, like, I don't know if anybody ever watched The Office, but she looks like Jan from The Office, Michael Scott's girlfriend.
I've never seen
The Office. She looks like the black version of Jan. I will pull the picture, and we can do a side-by-side for Facebook.
Okay.
Of Jan, Michael's girlfriend.
Michelle Obama has a beautiful smile. Why wasn't it captured? Michelle is tall.
She does look like she's scowling a little bit.
She's tall and beautiful. Why are we hiding her height under this tablecloth?
I mean, like I said, I don't hate the pic.
I don't hate it either, but it's too far into the creative box. Too far outside of the creative box.
So you wish they would have been just a tad bit more traditional.
Just a smidge more. Not that blank, boring background. Not all of that. Michelle is tall and beautiful. And you know what? It would have been okay if they would have thrown in her walleye.
You know what? I wish they would have gone ahead and painted this like a Picasso.
Yeah, mess her face. I could have respected that a little bit more.
I
want to
see her like an obtuse rubber goose. Green moose java juice.
I could respect that a little bit more. Large fries, chocolate shake.
With 16 candles on the birthday cake.
I could respect the Picasso Obama a little bit better.
They could have painted her like a bunch of melted clocks. I want to see her in a cow uniform. Can we Chick-fil-A her? I want to see
Chick-fil-A Obama. All right, we got to step away and come back on the other side of this break. We were going to do trailer talk, but we're going to shelf trailer talk. Thank you for everybody that watched the trailer. But on the other side of this, we'll be right back after this on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Hey there. While the real me is on break, the pre-recorded commercial me wanted to let you know the coolest way to listen to the show with someone. Binging on the show is cool. Going at it alone with your burrito in hand is also cool. But listening with someone, like your friends, is awesome. It gives you a chance to come up with some good zingers to tweet in on the show. So gather up a friend or two, log on to the live feed on Thursday nights, and laugh with a friend. I don't do the show alone, so you shouldn't listen alone. Fat Guy Radio Show. There's room for everybody. Now back to the real me.
Hello, this Idni, Russian spy, here with a dangerous message for you. Go subscribe to Fat Guy Radio Show Afterburn Show? Yes, because if not, that's dangerous for you not to go subscribe. Your goats and children and your village, we take it all. We deserve the American dollars that you spend on the Afterburn Show. Go subscribe or we take your goats and children and your village and all your rice, because the rice is great. Go subscribe at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. Don't make me find you and take your goats and your children and your rice. This evening, I approve this message from the Russian company that I come from, because I'm a Russian spy. Thank you.
You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. This portion of the show, we have a special mention right here for you folks. Many of you know our show app is only available on the Apple platform. Well, there's a new way to get our show and all your favorite podcasts. Introducing PlayaPod by TM Soft. Available for Android and iOS, PlayaPod is the best way to listen to any podcast. PlayaPod allows you to easily search and subscribe to all your favorite podcasts. Created by my Facebook pal, Todd Moore, affectionately known as Tomo, he knows that podcasts are the future, and he knows that getting you that content in a quick, easy and user-friendly way is the best way to go. Todd Moore and the TM Soft team are leading the charge in revolutionizing the podcast app with PlayaPod. It offers cross-platform syncing, which means any device that you have PlayaPod on, if you start a show on one device and you switch over to another device, you pick up exactly where you left off listening to your show. Get PlayaPod now at PlayaPod.com. That's PlayaPod.com, or search PlayaPod in the App Store or the Google Play Store. PlayaPod by TM Soft. Download it for free and download it today. Right up to the post.
That's actually pretty cool.
I love a PlayaPod. Lip, are you downloading the PlayaPod? He's downloading it right now. Look at Lip towing the company line. I see you. Oh, Todd's going to love that. And thank you, Todd Moore and the TM Soft. That we featured TM Soft on the show several times.
Yes.
With Compulsive.
I love that game.
I couldn't get you guys into a meeting because you guys were playing Compulsive.
Exactly.
Compulsive. You know why? Because it was compulsive. All right, welcome back to the show. Whoa. I have figured out how McDonald's
How McDonald's
is paying their employees $15 an
hour. Are they paying them $15? I know they're paying them $12 because I had a friend post today how much does the EMT make, and they make like $12 an hour.
Close enough. And I think they're McDonald's getting close to it.
Getting $12 an hour at least.
So I anybody that's following me on Snapchat, I had a breakfast meeting this past Saturday with some business contacts, and we went to McDonald's.
Mm. Okay.
Because we went to the McDonald's near GCU on 27th Avenue and Bethany Home Road.
Okay. And hey, Joy, off the Facebook.
Hey, Joy's Facebook feed is where I got that ATM thing. Joy, that ATM story that you posted on your Facebook page is fake.
Just thought, fake news.
Don't try putting in your ATM number in reverse. They
what
still
it, what
gonna
it does,
get you.
It deducts all your money from your account and gives it to the poor.
And gives it to Fat Guy Radio Show.
So actually put it in backwards. We are broke.
Yeah, put your Facebook number in backwards.
Facebook number.
Oh, wait, your PIN number. It's a lie, Joy. It's a lie. So we went to the McDonald's on 27th Avenue. I'm trying to find. I captured some audio of that corner. 27th Avenue and Bethany
That's
Home
actually
Road.
35th Avenue.
35th Avenue and Bethany Home Road.
Murder Home Road.
Murder capital of the city.
Used to be a 7-Eleven.
It used to be a 7-Eleven that sat on that lip. You know that area. Oh, yeah, you do know that area very well.
Yeah, that used to be his house.
Yeah.
We ain't lived on the streets.
So I went to the McDonald's. It looks pretty on the inside, but just like South Phoenix, you can build a whole lot of pretty houses, but if you fill it full of crap, it doesn't mean anything.
Exactly.
So basically, we went into this McDonald's and woke up the homeless guy that was sitting in the booth so we could have a place to sit.
Okay.
I walked into the McDonald's and I was immediately confused, confuzzled, bemused, big word.
Okay.
Have you ever been in this McDonald's, Lip?
He was confunkled.
Not that one, no.
Have you been
drive
in this McDonald's?
Only.
No.
Drive-thru is fine, but the inside of this McDonald's is where my world got turned upside down. In 27th Avenue and
35th Avenue.
Damn it, Lip. Hell. In 35th Avenue and
keep messing up because if you keep messing up, he's going to keep being engaged.
I know.
There is one on 27th Avenue, but it's Camelback, and it's just a drive-thru one.
That's true. And no,
it really?
Double drive-thru.
That one there.
Wait, hold up. A McDonald's with just a drive-thru?
Just drive-thru.
I think that's the only one in the city.
Well, it's a walk-up window, too, but it's not an actual restaurant.
It sells more drugs than burgers.
And that's a McDonald's?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go by there.
Double drive-thru.
And it's one of the only McDonald's in the city that still have the spinning sign.
You know what that means, right? That used to be a Raleigh's. Did they convert it into a McDonald's?
Nope.
Because that's how Raleigh's used to be.
Nope.
There's a Raleigh's actually on 15th Avenue.
When Raleigh's was popular, I believe, is when that McDonald's was built.
Probably.
I think that McDonald's, it's very unique. I don't think we have any other McDonald's in our state that has a walk-up window, two walk-up windows, and two drive-thrus.
Nope.
I think that one was built as a prototype to rally against Raleigh's because Raleigh's was big at one point.
Yeah.
And then it kind of died off. Oh, by the way, there was a Raleigh's right up the street from where that McDonald's sits 15th today.
Dev.
Yeah. So I think that
one's back.
Is it back?
Oh, because I missed the Raleigh's Fry because there used to be one on 24th and Van Buren, but now that's a Philly Beast.
And the only Raleigh's that I could remember off the top of my head is the one in Tempe off of University and some other street.
No, the 15th Avenue Camelback one is back.
It's back? All right. Put on my bulletproof vest. I'm going to get some curly fries.
Let's go.
Take some prescription. I heard it gives Ebola.
Oh, that's good.
It wouldn't be Raleigh's if you didn't get a little Ebola with your fries.
Hey, can I have the Ebola burger with a side of hepatitis B, please?
They're actually on sale right now. It's like a $4 lunch meal or something like that.
$4 lunch. If you don't get a $4 lunch meal, if you don't get sick with a $4 lunch meal, then they ain't doing it right.
That's true. Now, listener Jay over there in that area still?
Yes.
Okay, so he's probably familiar. He just joined us on the Facebook.
Hey, Jay off the Facebook.
Don't give him the exact.
He's not. He's past the 17 now.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay.
Right. So we're talking about the McDonald's on 35th Avenue.
But we work in that vicinity.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, that's how you say that.
We got it. Vicinity. That's $12 words.
Vinsanity.
You work in that Vinsanity. You work in the Vinsanity of the HIV Walmart.
All the Bumville, I call it.
Bumville.
And why is there, sidebar.
Give me a bum.
What is the restaurant that's catty corner on the northeast side? Is that a Denny's that's right there across the street from the Circle K?
Right there. What are you talking about?
On 35th Avenue and Bethany Home Road. I'm sorry for anybody that's listening to this across
the
country.
Now we're back at 35th Avenue.
We're at 35th Avenue, where the McDonald's is.
Uh-huh. Yes,
there's a Denny's there. Why is there always a line of people? I sometimes take 35th Avenue down when I'm leaving early to go to GCU because GCU is right there between 27th Avenue and 35th Avenue on Camelback.
I know exactly what you're talking about now.
You know exactly where I'm at.
Because the Denny's is on the northeast corner.
Yes.
Yes, I know exactly where
in the parking lot of the Walmart and the tire shop and the Sonic.
Yeah.
And I think there's a Wendy's in that same plaza area.
And then across the street from the Denny's is a tire shop, right?
Yep.
I think it's a brake place.
Okay.
Oh,
brake.
Yeah, same thing.
Same thing, Lip.
A car place. Cars.
So fat.
Cars.
Sports.
Yes,
cars.
Yes.
Cars.
Back to the McDonald's.
All right. So this McDonald's is where?
So this McDonald's is on 27th Avenue in Bethany. I'm kidding. 35th Avenue in Bethany. And the only reason why I was there because the meeting, I needed to meet up. We found a centralized location where we can meet up. And I said 35th Avenue and Bethany at the McDonald's there. We'll sit and we'll chat. We had some stuff that he wanted to show me. We went over it, blah, blah, blah. You guys know what we're doing with the network and everything else. And that's what this was all about. So it was early. Well, it wasn't early. It was like a late breakfast. So we just stopped in there, got a couple of Egg McMuffins and a coffee. But the moment that I walked into the McDonald's, my mind was blown. There was no cashier.
Hmm.
No cashier. But everybody was sitting in the McDonald's eating.
So it looks like the ADOT place you went to.
Pretty much. You know why? Introducing what I have seen and what I will deem, and I have this on my phone. I'm sorry. We'll post it up on Facebook. The McDonald's order kiosk.
Hold on. Let me go.
I've seen those.
It's a McDonald's robot. No one takes your order. You place your order at this screen in the middle of the restaurant.
Uh-huh.
You pay right there in the middle of the restaurant. You even next to it, you can barely see it in this shop, but in the corner right here is the table card numbers.
Yeah.
You take one of those and you plug it in. If you select that you're going to eat in, you plug that number in, you sit it on your table, and then the little $15 an hour worker boy brings your food out to you.
Mm. Okay.
It is now a robot ordering system in McDonald's.
At least they won't get your order wrong. Well, they probably still will.
They still screwed up our order, and all we had were egg McMuffins. How the hell we got a biscuit egg McMuffin when we ordered four egg McMuffins, and one of them happened to be a biscuit egg McMuffin? And then I was wondering, who do I go to ask for a correction? There's no cashier. So I just went up to the counter and just banged on the counter until somebody gave me their attention. And I said, we ordered four egg McMuffins, not three egg McMuffins and a biscuit.
But I'll take the biscuit. You can just give me another muffin.
He actually let me keep the biscuit and made me another egg McMuffin.
Because he knew you're fat and you're hungry.
No, I didn't eat that. I actually didn't eat that egg McMuffin.
You gave it to that homeless man you had his shoe off?
I gave it to the... How'd you know? Were you there, Lip? I worked that corner.
Oh, wait. Oh.
just so you guys know, the homeless man with his shoe off is what Corey has nicknamed his foot.
His foot. I didn't eat the egg McMuffin because you know my rule when I complain about food and they have to remake it and give it to me.
Oh, yeah.
That is a Nookie McNugget.
Then why even complain?
Because it was the principle of the fact that I had to point out that they did something wrong.
So... Never mind.
That's complicated.
It's like my mind is going in a million places at once. I'm like, okay, so you want to waste their resources.
Yes, because they waste my time.
And take food out of someone else's mouth.
Yes.
And then the food that you're giving that you're afraid is contaminated with someone else's bodily fluids.
Fecal matter.
You're giving that to another human being to consume.
Yes.
So not only are you being rude and like just vindictive to the workers at the place,
uh-huh,
and wasting their time
and resources
because they
have to do more with less.
Now you are being a super duper vindictive A-hat because you are giving that now tainted food to some unsuspecting, possibly innocent bystander. You are just a mean fat guy.
You a mean green mother from outer space. And I hit the button and it muted. Lip, I need my buttons fixed. My fat fingers, I'm having a day. Oh, you a mean green mother from outer space. And I'm a mean green mother. I'm a mean green mother. Okay, we gotta be on the same page or the same sync or something.
Is it Mean Green Mother
from outer space? And I'm bad. Mean Green Bad.
Mean Green Bad. Okay, got it.
Mean Green Mother from outer space. And I'm bad. Mean Green Bad. Yes.
Got it. Okay.
That went over well. I got more news about McDonald's. All right, we'll do it on the other side of this when we do. Can we even do America FBI? I don't have audio.
I could give you audio after this.
Okay, we'll do that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back after this. I think we played all the breaks in the last one, so I don't know what I'm going to do this time. All right, we'll be back. Don't you know that? Stop the show. Stop the show. I got a question to ask. Do you have an apple? No, not the red, delicious fruit that grows on a tree down the street. I'm talking about an Apple iPhone. Well, if you do, there's an app missing from your phone. It's the official Fat Guy Radio Show app for the iPhone or iPad. It's not always easy to get to our website to hear the show, so by downloading the free Fat Guy Radio Show app from the iTunes Store, you can take the show anywhere, listen anytime, and shop our biggest sponsors right through the app. So click on the Apple App Store app, search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word, and download the app. It's free, silly, and with no ads to bog down your phone. The Fat Guy Radio Show app, available now in the iTunes App Store or at fatguyradioshow.com/app. Okay, we can restart the show now.
Thanks for stopping by. Now get out.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze on fatguyradioshow.com.
All righty, stop smoking. Are you a smoker? Are you spending over 200 bills a month on those stinky tar-laden cigarettes? Are your fingertips yellow from all those butt smashing? Make the switch I made and get your hands on an e-cig from Halo 6. Halo 6, through the banner on fatguyradioshow.com, makes it easy for you to switch. I did, and I'm better for it. My co-worker on my numbers job, she's not a smoker, but her mother is. She grabbed her mother the Triton Tank 2 system, and because she didn't know what type of e-liquid flavor her mother would like, she ordered the sample pack, and she did it all through the Halo 6 banner on fatguyradioshow.com. Stop smoking is one of the top five New Year's resolutions made every year by smokers, and they fail within the first 3 days. Increase your chances with an American-made e-cig from Halo 6. Halo 6, I'm vaping, baby. Give it to Lady K, because Mama Martha's not here today. Give it to Lady K. I mean, give it to her. Good.
Halo 6, I'm vaping, baby. Is that the Ray J button?
That is the Ray J button. All right, welcome back to the show. Well, I have, we're setting up here for America F. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting ready for America F. Yeah. You know what? In this day and age, we really need a bright story.
Yep.
But welcome back to the show. Whoa, everybody. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. It's Philippus, executive producer. For those of you that may just be joining us on our live feed, Joy is kind of freaking out because she's like, what? That story was fake? Yes, that story.
It was faker than a $3 bill.
Was faker than a $3 bill. All right.
Faker than a $1 channel, I say. Mm-hmm.
For right now, until I make sure that, you know, one thing I'm going to say real quick.
Faker than my leg.
You know what? How come no matter what your connection speed is, whether you're on your cell phone or whether you're on your laptop or whatever, when you go to watch a video, how come the ads have no problem playing, but then when it comes to the video you went to look for, it buffers
all the time?
Have you ever noticed that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they ain't getting paid for the video. They getting paid for the ads.
It's ridiculous. All right, Lip, you can bring that level back up. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is... Oh, crap. I got too much to do over here, boys.
15 million hands. Can we call Queen Sheba?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's a segment that is sweeping the nation. Yeah. All right, this is where we feature Americans doing what Americans do because we believe there is still love and goodness in America. Dateline, Charlotte, North Carolina. Mm. When a head coach at Harding University High School saw a need, he stepped up, and here, Lip, the audio, is what happened.
I was caught up hanging around with the wrong people. I was always at school late. I slept on couches. Like I was all on my own. Nobody really knew the situation. And now, since I met Coach Griner, he's been a big part of my life. He took me home a couple times. Like, I told him different places to drop me off at, and then he just asked me one day, where do you stay? And then after that, I just broke down to him.
I started noticing when I was taking him home, there was no home. It was different every time, and it made me see that he didn't have a lot of stability. Obviously, it was difficult because he wasn't able to play the year before because of his grades.
I knew I was better than what I was doing, but I was under a 2.0.
So I asked my wife, I said, we got to give this guy a place to stay. He's a great kid.
My husband mentioned there was this kid that was in his class and he didn't have any food. He was coming to practice hungry. He didn't have a family. He didn't have certain things.
He just needed a chance. And so he started living with us about 9 months ago.
This is my big bed. This is my home bathroom.
And ever since then, greatness is he's had almost a 4.0 GPA and he's leading our football team.
When I first moved in with Coach Garner, it was a little awkward, but now I feel a part of the family. I do chores now. I help a lot with the girls. I babysit sometimes and play Barbies with them a lot.
when you're around him, he's radiant. There's something special inside him. He's a very soulful person. That's what makes him a great leader in things.
This year, we didn't have a quarterback when we started off. He stepped up and played a major role in us making it to the playoffs.
He's a good leader on the football field.
When he started living with Coach Griner, you can say how he developed into a better person.
We're a faith-based family, and that's all it takes. It's just like the situation. What would Jesus do? And that's exactly what he would have done in the situation, provided a house for him to be part of the family.
Someone caring for me like that is really great. Coach Griner is a father figure to me.
I love the kid. He's got a great heart. I want him to be successful at life itself. Be a vessel that other people want to look to. And he already does that for this team. I want him to do the same thing he does for the team out there in the world. Be a great leader. Be a great father one day. Be a great husband one day. That's what I want from him. And everything else will take care of itself.
And that is your America F yeah story. The coach took the boy in. I know that was long, but I had to play it.
No, that is amazing.
Isn't that a great story?
Oh, yeah. That is super amazing.
And that has been this week's America F yeah. All right, one last quick thing about McDonald's. I know we're up on the time, and it'll be able to take 2 minutes because we got
all right.
Now that everybody is crying, I got to bring them back to the funny.
Funny.
For kids, parents, prepare your kids.
But kids, parents.
The Mappy Meal will no longer.
The Mappy Meal.
I'm confused and I'm scared right now because the Happy Meal will no longer come with a cheeseburger or milk. McDonald's is discontinuing offering a Happy Meal with cheeseburger and milk.
Wait, what?
It's just french fries?
It's only that regular cheeseburger and a box of nuggets.
Wait, hold on. There's no such thing as a regular cheeseburger.
I'm sorry, a regular hamburger. You got me all kabooblicated.
With no cheese.
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. You cannot ask for a cheeseburger and milk. You can only get a regular cheeseburger and a box of nuggets together.
No.
It's the same meal.
Let me
So instead of giving you a drink, we're going to give you extra food.
So you can choke.
We want you fatter.
I misspoke. They're taking out the cheeseburger and the milk and will only offer the regular hamburger
or the
box of nuggets.
I see what they're doing.
Yes, I see what they're doing too.
They're taking away all the lactose items.
It's stupid, dude.
But you can probably purchase it for an extra $2.
You can still get it, but you have to special request it. It's like now on a secret menu. Where have I heard that before?
I don't know.
That place I'm never going again.
Because you can't. It'll ruin your butt.
It does ruin my butt. But it sucks, dude.
There's queso everywhere.
There's nothing worse than a McDonald's burger without cheese.
Yeah, and it costs 60 cents to add cheese to anything.
Exactly.
Because I add it to my hot and spices.
So they are breaking it down. But rest assured, even though they're taking out the cheeseburger and the milk, why the milk? Don't know. I guess it's the lactose intolerant people.
That, and then the kids get into the play area, they run, and they vomit. What happens when you run with milk in your stomach.
You fart.
It gets all cheese curdly, and then it comes up from your mouth. Last week I ate...
No. Let's ban the word curdling.
Curdling.
No more curdling on the show.
We can't. Milk, well, then how are we going to talk about the Winter Olympics?
We're not, because this is an entertaining show. But have no fear. Even the regular
are coming.
Even the regular burger in the Happy Meal will still not decompensate after 100 years. Don't worry about it. We're still
good.
You're still going to get your poop burger in.
It's still plastic. Don't have no fear. You're getting two toys in the Happy Meal. Food and the actual toy. It's all plastic.
Who's out for hockey this year? Let's go to McDonald's and get a cheeseburger.
You get a puck. You get a puck. Everybody gets a puck.
I'll take the.
What the puck?
I can't even get to my funny because that was funnier. All right, folks, that's all we have time for you. Justin Bieber, you screwed. All right, today's show is brought to you by Target. Shop Target at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Target. Click the banner on the Target website.
Target. Go Target.
Go Target.
Queen Latifah ain't fat no more.
Expect more. Pay something. Don't forget to download Play a Pod so you can play with your pod. All right, drop a letter, comment, or question anytime to Fat Guy Radio Show. Hey, you know what? Y'all just read that crap on the screen. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, for our executive producer, Full Libby.
Good night.
And that dude over there.
Yes, I'm me.
I'm out of this bitch. I don't know what am I supposed to say. Tell everybody you know about the show. When they ask you what's it all about, simply reply, Noogie McMuffin.
Noogie McMuffin.
The wheels are off, Lip. Hey, guess what? This is the funniest part of the show, and this some bitch still ain't laughed.
I'm
out of here. Join us next week. We'll be on Wednesday night. See you at the top. Bye-bye.
What the fuck?